Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Is your life hard, unfair? Does it seem at times that no matter how hard you try, you just can't seem to catch a break? You're not alone. I'm here to show you that God loves you, that you can do hard things with Him by your side, that no matter how hard and horrible life gets, that you have someone who perfectly understands how you feel, and that's our Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to my first podcast, episode number one, and I'm here to give a voice to those who need hope when it's hard, those who believe in our Savior Jesus Christ and want to be strengthened through the hard times. At 33 years old, I became a widow with three little kids. My husband, Clint Bauer, passed away September 28th, 2015. My littlest was four. I have two boys and a daughter, and it rocked our world. You know, it was a four-year battle with a nasty, rare bone cancer called chondrosarcoma. We were in and out at the hospital countless times. He had 12 surgeries and three experimental chemos. Once it moved to his lungs, then we were declared that he had terminal cancer, and he was given 6 months to a year, and then he lived a year and a half past that point. We really got good at appreciating each day and cherishing each day in the midst of crap life. As far as how good can you feel when you know this impending doom is coming your way? But we soon realized everybody is terminal. Everybody has a last day. We just knew that his was coming probably sooner than most everybody else's. First, when we were married, it was like, oh, I can't wait till this next thing that's going to make me happy. I'll really be happy. For me, it was a garage. We lived in a two-bedroom condo, and we had to park and go up the stairs. So when I had groceries, it was like, oh my gosh, I just dreamt about the day that I could pull into a garage and walk in my house. And that's when I would be really happy, you know. So the next step, then Clint graduated, finally got our garage. But then once we got our house with the garage, it was, okay, I can't wait till he makes more money doing this. Or we can't wait till this. We'll really be happy when this happens. Well, once three babies came our way, and when our littlest Wyatt was born, and we found out Clint's cancer came back when Wyatt was 8 months old. Now, Clint had had this chondrosarcoma cancer removed when he was 19 years old. And he was serving a mission in Rio de Janeiro, and his leg was aching, and he finally went to doctors there, and they told him in this broken Portuguese that he could hardly understand that he had a tumor. And then I'm proudly a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and at that point they said, oh, and they sent him home. And well, he went to one of the state-of-the-art cancer hospitals located in Salt Lake City, Utah, called the Huntsman Cancer Hospital. They removed his whole right hip crest and reattached all the muscles, and he had this little swagger, this little hitch to his step, a little cantilever to one side. After 2 weeks in the hospital, being dumped, by the way, by a girlfriend, in addition to that, girl, I'm for real, like, she came into the hospital and dumped him. But that's for another episode. After those 2 weeks and 6 months of grueling rehab, then he got his first summer job, which was spraying lawns at a lawn care company. And I just so happened to be scheduling appointments. And that's how we met. My sister, I remember her saying to me, once I fell in love, like head over heels, 2 weeks after dating him, this Martina McBride song came on and I've known you just a week or two, but baby, I'm so into you. And I remember that coming on the radio and I was wearing blue pants and I just grabbed him and I was like, I've known you just a week or two, but baby, I'm so into you. As sure as my pants are blue, Clint, I love you. I mean, that's only was 2 weeks. I mean, I just fell hook, line, and sinker, completely in love with him. And I remember my sister going, you know, once I knew that we were going to get married and that we were going to start our lives together, when my sister was like, are you going to marry him even though he's had cancer? And it didn't even cross my mind, like, not at all would I not marry him because I would be scared of the fact that he had cancer. Anyway, we did get married 2002. We had a beautiful, amazing, incredible life. Then 11 years go by with no cancer, and it comes back again when our baby's 8 months old. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, how can I do this with a new little baby? And now a husband who's going through major cancer treatment. I mean, the crazy thing was we had gone through all the appointments, all of the supposed, right, 6 months out, 3 months out, 6 months out, you know, 1 year, oh, you made it, year and a half, 2 years, 3 years, four, five, you made it to 5 years cancer-free. Congratulations, you beat cancer. You know, the odds of it coming back after 5 years are so, like, it doesn't happen. So for the fact that it had been 11 years and then it had come back with a vengeance, like when they did all his tests and he went in for that surgery, because this type of cancer was contaminated bone cells that then generated tumors. And when they went in to remove it, that after that 11-year stint, they removed over 20 pounds of cancerous tumors from his right hip crest area and into his abdomen. And they said they like filleted him open and took all that out. It was crazy that they couldn't believe that after that many years, it would have come back that hardcore. Happiness comes from those moments we get to spend together, the moments we get to have and be with each other. That's what's really matters in life. I mean, after that, we went through this emotional roller coaster of every 3 months, right? You have scanxiety is the name for it, right? You get so, you pretend everything's fine, but then it builds up and builds up and you go to get all your tests again. And it was like every 3 months his cancer was back. And then we'd have to do surgery. And then we'd have to wait 3 months and then his cancer was back. I mean, we got where we were angry and mad at God and depressed, and I know that I got to the point where here I had a baby that's 8 months, so I'm overweight and I'm miserable and trying to deal with, we owned some retail stores, you know, so trying to balance when you're taking care of somebody that's sick, when I'm being a caregiver, you know, our lives have been like the gravity has just been gone and it's like our lives exploded. And I found myself like hating myself, hating my life. And I hated that feeling. And I hated that anger that I felt in my heart. And I no longer wanted to have that. And so I went to the Lord. Those days that I went to the Lord and I prayed and read my scriptures are days that I know it was palpably different. Like if we chose to focus on gratitude and what we did have, life was better. And then we slowly over those 4 years, people, we have a YouTube channel as well. And people were like, how can you be so happy when your life is so hard? And we got to the point where it's like, we have faith, right? And if we have faith, if we have hope, those hard times can help us get closer to God and get more comfort and more peace. Just in a little nutshell with my first episode, when he was deemed terminal cancer, our lives from the outside got worse. He got sicker and the chemo trials didn't work, but our faith got stronger and our happiness increased. And that is the gift that we got. We were able to realize that it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. True happiness comes from our Savior Jesus Christ, from that peace, from that comfort that He gives that's unexplainable in any other way, in any other form, any other thing that you could seek, doesn't give you the peace and the comfort that our Savior Jesus Christ does. That knowledge that I got from those experiences has forever changed my life and my view of challenges and when things are hard. One of my very favorite scriptures is in the Book of Mormon. And if you're not a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or if you've not heard of the Book of Mormon, it's another testament of our Savior Jesus Christ from the ancient Americas. So it parallels and companions with the Bible. It has a lot of amazing scriptures about our Savior Jesus Christ and His visit to the ancient Americas. I'm going to be quoting Mosiah. It's a chapter in the Book of Mormon, 24, 14, and 15. And it said, this is Jesus Christ talking. And He says, I will also ease the burdens which are put upon your shoulders, that even you cannot feel them upon your backs, even while you are in bondage. And this I will do, that ye may stand as a witness for me hereafter, and that ye may know of a surety that I, the Lord God, do visit my people in their afflictions. And how true was this in my life, that we were able to laugh and joke and just enjoy every day. I mean, it was raining outside and we went outside and I have a picture of us dancing in the rain. Like, we literally had so much fun together and undergoing the bleakest of circumstances. And I know that God helped ease that burden and that stress. And in Mosiah, it goes on, chapter 15, and it said, it came to pass that the burdens which were laid upon Alma and his brethren were made light. Yea, the Lord did strengthen them, that they could bear up their burdens with ease. And they did submit cheerfully and with patience to all the will of the Lord. And what I love in that second scripture in verse 15 is He didn't take those burdens away, but He strengthens us when life is hard and we don't think we can make it through on our own. You're right, we can't. We get through hard times when we pray to our Savior Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father, and then we are able to get their strength. We're able to wake up the next day and do it again, and be able to smile and be able to have comfort and peace when we rely on our Savior Jesus Christ. I am going through another hard time in my life, and it's why we're here on earth, right? Every challenge is an opportunity to grow closer to our Savior Jesus Christ. And that's why I wanted to do a podcast. That's why I wanted to continue to share what helps get through hard times with hope, with happiness. It's not about the stuff we have. It's not about the cars we drive. It's about the relationships, the love, the people we surround ourselves with. That is what life is about. And I am excited to be able to share this journey with you on the podcast, to be able to inspire you that if your life's hard, if you don't understand, if it's unfair, if people are rude to you, if you don't feel like you can make it, I'm here to tell you, you can do this. I'm here to cheer you on and inspire you that no matter what you're going through right now, you can get through it. You can be strengthened. And just like it said in that last verse, is that you'll be able to bear up your burdens with ease and cheerfulness and be able to have happiness and joy, even when it's hard. And that comes from our Savior Jesus Christ. And when it's hard, I'm the first to say, like, you need to put on your big girl pants. And there's so many times that I'm like, I am so sick of my big girl pants. They don't fit anymore. I need to undo the top button because it's not working out for me. But when you put on your big girl pants, when you realize that you can do this, That's when and where your power lies, is knowing and believing in yourself and believing in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening so much to my first episode 1 of Put On Your Big Girl Pants podcast.